And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
It was a lovely shower, Connie. You did a fine job.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Mrs. Wise. I'm so glad you were able to make it.
I got some great stuff, Connie. I didn't even know I needed a garbage disposal that doubled as a blender. And now I can't imagine my life without it.
Well, we have a lot to get done in the next couple of days. Can you believe the wedding is the day after tomorrow?
Oh, no! I still can't believe I'm getting married. In 2 days, I'll be Mrs. Penelope Bassett.
Well, you must have your hands full as the wedding coordinator, Connie. What can I do to help?
Oh, everything's under control, Mrs. Wise. Whit's helping me with all the last-minute stuff. Thanks, though.
As long as we can get the pastor to say Wooten.
Wait, the pastor can't pronounce Wooten's name?
Well, he's an interim pastor. The last one retired.
Oh.
And the new guy woes when he should woo. Wooten.
I need to coach him. One more thing for the list.
Oh, there must be something Frank and I can do. It's not every day our daughter gets married.
You just enjoy spending time with Penny. I have everything covered.
Did you buy the purple and gold candles yet?
Huh?
My birthday isn't for another 5 months, Mother.
No. The Unity candles. Your father and I, and your grandparents, and your great-grandparents all had purple and gold-colored Unity candles.
We're not having Unity candles.
You're not?
Oh. Is that bad?
Never mind.
Oh.
What about the slideshow? Did you find all the pictures you needed?
We're not having a slideshow either, Mother.
But I had a slideshow for my wedding, and so did Charlotte. Remember how much fun we had going through all the photos together?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll start working on this afternoon. It's a good thing I scanned all our photos onto the World Wide Web.
But I'm not sure... Oh, it's Wooten. Excuse me. Hi, future husband.
The reception is outside, Mrs. Wise, in the afternoon. So a slideshow won't really work.
Oh, what a shame.
Yeah.
Oh, she will be arriving in a carriage, right?
Sorry, no.
Oh, yet another tradition tossed to the scrap heap of abandoned dreams. Oh, isn't the Wise family going to be represented at this wedding at all?
Well, of course. Penny Wise will be in the wedding.
That's it?
Well, she's wearing your wedding dress, too.
Well, at least that didn't make the scrap heap.
Don't worry, Mrs. Wise. This will be an absolutely perfect wedding. One you'll remember forever.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, I remember breaking my leg when I was 5, but that doesn't make it special.
So, how was the bridal shower?
Wonderful! We are now the proud owners of an automatic cucumber peeler.
Oh, just when I thought my life couldn't get any better.
But now ask me how things are going with my mom.
Oh, okay. How are things going with your mom?
I'm so glad you asked. They're not going very well.
Uh-oh.
I don't think she's happy with the wedding plans.
Oh, really?
Last night, she criticized the menu. This morning, she wanted to try out 4 different hairstyles on me, and her favorite one made me look like Aunt Darcy.
Oh, does Aunt Darcy not have nice hair?
She had really nice hair, but she was my childhood poodle.
Oh.
And Mom also wants to put together a slideshow. Ugh. I'm getting knots in my stomach just thinking about it all.
Well, you want me to talk to her for you, Penny?
No, it's fine. Connie's running interference. Bless her heart.
Yeah.
Oh, Wellington will be arriving soon, right?
Yep, any minute.
Oh, I'm so glad he's coming.
Oh, me too. I mean, besides the fact that he spied on us and tried to get us to break up, he's been a great support.
Memories.
Oh, look, there he is now. Okay, he just pulled up.
Tell him hi for me.
I sure will.
Wellington, you found the new house.
Yes, I merely had to follow the overbearing scent of caramel corn.
Oh, good, it worked. I'm glad you're here. Hey, you want to run an errand with me?
Well, as I am here, I suppose there's no real good reason not to. What type of errand?
I have to pick up Penny's ring. It's getting sized.
All right, very well.
Great, I'll drive. We can take the mail truck or my moped. Mm. My secondary helmet has the Captain Absolutely logo on it, just so you're aware of everything that's in store for you.
How about I drive.
Well, okay, but we'll need to make a few stops on the way.
Mm-hmm. Where?
The usual. Parker's, Randolph's, Jones, Witsend, 30 or 40 other places. Let me grab my mailbag.
We're doing your mail route?
Yep.
Wooten!
What do you think, Connie? Should I pack the green or purple dress?
Well, it depends on where you're going. Have you been able to convince Wooten to tell you where you're honeymooning yet?
No! Which is fun, because I love surprises, but frustrating because I don't know how to pack. So I guess it's fun-strating, huh?
Well, what's your packing strategy?
Fill my suitcase with anything and everything. Which means both these dresses, I guess. Can you stick them between the water purifier and the scuba gear?
Yeah, sure. The snow pants take up a lot of room. Do you need them?
I have no idea. Oh, my stomach has been very unfriendly lately.
Sounds like anxiety. A lot of brides get it.
It didn't start bothering me until yesterday, around the time my parents showed up, I think.
Oh, yeah. Your mom did come with a lot of expectations, huh?
And none of which I'm interested in. Isn't that awful, Connie?
Hello.
Maybe I should go ahead and use her suggestions.
Look, as an experienced wedding coordinator, I can tell you you're never going to be able to please everybody.
Huh. So much for that life goal.
I know you want to honor your mom, but that doesn't mean you need to do everything the way she would. Plan the wedding you want, Penny.
I just don't want to disappoint her.
You are wearing her dress.
The last time I saw that dress, I was 12, and trying to convince her to let me wear it to a costume party because I was going as whipped cream.
Well, it must be a beautiful dress if you wanted to wear it.
I don't really even remember what it looks like, Connie. When's the fitting?
It should have been weeks ago.
I know, but Mom didn't want to mail it and risk it getting lost, so... here we are.
Yeah, well, the soonest I could book the tailor was for after the rehearsal tomorrow.
I don't know what I'd do without you, Connie.
Just doing my job. You finish up your packing and don't worry about a thing, especially your mom.
Okay, but aren't there a lot of things left to do?
Yes, and that's why I have help on the way.
Greetings, Miss Kendall. I am at your service.
Oh, hi, Eugene. Where's Whit?
Didn't you get his message? An urgent matter came up, and he needed to travel to Connellsville for the day. But have no fear. I've come in his stead.
To be my wedding coordinator assistant?
Precisely.
I don't mean to offend you, Eugene, but I'm not sure you can handle this job.
I'm certainly capable of hanging streamers and cueing music.
That's what you think a wedding coordinator does?
Or tasks of a similar nature.
Oh, you have no idea what you're in for. But first... you need to agree to one rule.
Well, certainly.
The assistant shall not question the coordinator in charge.
And why not?
Okay, that was a question. You've already broken your only rule.
But I would only question things of a nonsensical nature.
I've worked with you for a long time, correct?
Correct.
And I know how you are.
Hmm?
When I say roses, you'll argue for lilies.
Of course.
When I say chocolate cake, your response will be vanilla.
Now, if those decisions have yet to be made...
Those decisions have already been made!
Well, then I do hope you didn't procure roses for the event, since they have a very limited hardiness in warm climates. Now, the lily and longiflora may be...
Eugene, my point is, I don't want arguments. I want help.
Very well. I acquiesce to your expertise in this realm of matrimonial planning and will be content to merely help.
Good. Here's your notebook and clipboard.
Oh. Anything I should be aware of?
Well, as a matter of fact, there is one secret I'll share with you.
Ooh, secret.
Wooten and Penny have a lot of ideas for their wedding.
Well, I can only imagine.
So whenever they have a suggestion, I do what's called a related event switcheroo.
Now, is that an official wedding coordinator term?
Well, it means that when Penny thinks we should have a face painter at the wedding, I suggest that would be better at the bridal shower.
Hmm.
Or when Wooten comes up with a brilliant idea of having a trapeze demonstration or a barbecue dinner at the wedding reception, I say, hey, how about at the rehearsal dinner instead?
In other words, you can still use their ideas.
But keep the actual wedding relatively sane.
And it also explains why they had a falcon trainer at their engagement party.
Exactly. Honey. Here she comes. Let's see how you do at the switcheroo, Mr. Wedding Coordinator Assistant.
You're assuming that she'll have another idea.
She always has another idea.
Hmm. Oh, Connie! I almost forgot! Wooten thought it would be really fun to have Mrs. Randolph give a Jamaican cooking demonstration at the wedding reception.
Oh, really?
Oh, hi, Eugene.
Greetings.
Oh, that's a great idea, Penny. What do you think, Eugene?
I think it would be most delightful, but perhaps better appreciated at the rehearsal dinner.
Huh? Oh, well, you're probably right.
Great, let's plan on that.
Taking note of it in my trusty notebook.
Thanks, you two.
Okay, bye-bye.
It's going to be a very full wedding rehearsal, isn't it?
You're telling me.
Wow, this car is amazing. You even have a built-in cooler for your sodas, and it's completely stocked.
Yes. Now, can you close it so they stay cold?
Oh, and two drop-down DVD players. And, oh, nice, a bottle opener in the door.
Wooten, perhaps you could exit Playland momentarily and help me find this jewelry store?
Okay, take a left at the corner. You know, I'm really glad you're here, Wellington. It means a lot to me that you're supporting us.
Perhaps against my better judgment. The rest of the family would say as much.
Right there.
Stan's Shop of Jewelry. Well, I'm guessing I won't find any rare pieces here.
This dress will look lovely on Penny. I have to say, I distinctly felt that Connie was implying that I was causing Penny stress, which is ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, I'm a mother. I don't cause stress. Frank, are you listening to me?
Yep, you're causing Penny stress.
No, I'm not causing Penny stress. Would you please come out from under that sink? You know, we can call the front desk and have them send someone up to fix the leak. These hotels have people who do that for you.
Do you know how much time that would take, Eleanor? They'd call maintenance, they'd call a plumber, who'd call his friend, because there's a game on TV he doesn't want to miss. And by then, we'd be back in Pittsburgh. Besides, I brought my tools with me, and it's a good thing.
Yeah, well, it just seems there are better ways to spend your time here besides fixing a sink.
Ouch.
Of course, I don't know what they would be. Penny doesn't even want Unity candles.
Hand me the plumber's putty, would you, honey?
Oh, here. Well, I'm going to iron the dress. That's something I can do.
Well, whatever floats your boat.
Oh, Frank. Remember how important our Unity candles were? How we looked everywhere so we could get the same colors as my parents? You do remember the colors.
Of what?
Our Unity candles.
Candle colored?
Oh, purple and gold. And do you know what that symbolized?
Sure. The team colors of the Minnesota Vikings.
Frank, don't be ridiculous. Purple represents peace and gold vitality. I mean, it's the perfect combination for a marriage.
There. Okay. Turn on the faucet.
All right, fine.
Perfect. Who needs a plumber? Now, I noticed the closet door was squeaking. Did you pack my WD-40?
Yes, but you can't use it with the dress out. I don't want our daughter smelling like a hardware store when she's walking down the aisle.
I don't think there's a better smell in the world.
Yeah? Well, maybe I should wear it as perfume then.
I can get you a really good deal if you buy it by the case.
Oh, great.
Of course, Martin's Hardware just increased their prices.
You're not bothered by this at all, are you?
What?
Penny isn't doing any of our traditions at her wedding. Do you even remember our traditions?
Sure. I mean...
Frank Ernest Wise.
You know what I do remember, Eleanor?
What?
I remember you had pink flowers in your hair. And when you walked down the aisle, my mouth went dry. And I thought, I can't believe I get to spend the rest of my life with this woman.
Oh, Frank, just when I'm ready to flush your screwdriver set down the toilet.
Well, that would really clog things up.
Yeah, well, you can still say the sweetest things. And now, our little girl is getting married.
No tears yet, Eleanor. Here, take my handkerchief.
Oh, whoops. Oh, no.
Sorry. The wrench just slipped out of my hand.
Because it was covered in grease.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, look at this. Now it's all over the dress. Look at this stain, Frank.
I'm sorry, but you've gotten grease stains out before, dear.
Oh, yeah. No, this is a wedding dress, not your factory shirt. Oh, Frank, this is horrible. Just horrible. Oh, I better call Connie.
Well, it really is a beautiful ring, don't you think?
Yes, well, it's simple, which is appropriate. Feels a bit on the thin side.
Oh, I think it's stunning. Just like my penny.
Yes, now, where to next?
Well, we could play laser tag.
Not likely.
Go-karts?
Excuse me.
Oh, hi, can I help you?
I was hoping so. I didn't realize the street could be so busy.
Well, would you like me to help you across?
If you don't mind, my walker gets finicky on asphalt.
No explanation needed, ma'am. I earned a crosswalk and merit badge, so you are talking to an expert.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, sure. Here, I'll hold your bags for you. And my brother will
be answering this important call in the car, where I'll expect you momentarily, Wooten.
Mm-hmm.
Wellington Bassett here. Ah, yes, thanks for returning.
Here we go, just back this way.
So, your name is Wooten?
Yeah.
Oh, I had an uncle that lived in Wooten, England.
I don't say.
And he wore the most wonderful Argyle socks.
Oh.
People just don't wear Argyle socks.
Ooh, what are you putting on my face anyway, Connie?
Oh, it's a blend of avocado and honey. It'll leave your skin soft and smooth.
I've never had a facial before. I didn't know it would be so culinary.
I'm hoping it'll help you relax. How's your stomach feeling?
Awful. Like a rodent is crawling around in my upper intestine.
Ew, that's quite the word picture. Maybe we should just listen to some nice calming music while I finish up.
Is kind of relaxing.
Good.
Miss Kimball.
I'll be right back. Eugene, do you have to be so loud? I'm trying to get Penny to relax.
But Mrs. Wise is on the phone and she says it's an emergency.
Oh, she probably has another tradition she wants to add to the ceremony. Take a message.
Take a message. Very well.
What was that about?
Oh, nothing. Now, take a deep breath and I'll light some candles.
Oh, candles. Do you think maybe we should get some unity candles after all?
Deep cleansing breath. Deep cleansing breath. There you go. Okay.
Miss Kimball.
Sorry, Penny. Just a second. What is it, Eugene?
Mrs. Wise says the wedding gown is ruined.
What?
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah, perfectly fine. Deep breath, deep breath. I'll talk to her. Go finish Penny's facial.
Huh? Well, me? A facial? I've never given a facial.
Just rub circles on her temples.
Rule number one,
Eugene.
Very well. Orbicular motions along the sphenoid bone, it is.
I'll be right back.
Automatic cup holders are amazing.
Yes, right up there with Stonehenge.
Ah, home sweet home. Hey, just let me put Penny's ring in a safe spot and we can go do whatever you like. You know, bowling, batting cages, glow golf.
Wooten, when are we going to get around to doing things I like?
Oh, well, we could go to the bank and open an account so you can tell somebody how much money you got. This is strange.
Why? What's the matter?
Well, Penny's ring isn't here in my pocket.
You lost her ring already?
No. It's got to be in here somewhere. Oh, is there a metal detector gadget in the car?
The car is metal, so I doubt that would help.
Yeah, good point. You know, I would have put it in my coat pocket.
Your left coat pocket?
That's where I usually put things, because I'm left-handed. A lot of creative people are, apparently. At least that's what Penny says. She says...
Wooten! It's obvious. You've been conned.
Left-handed people aren't creative?
No, the little old lady who needed, quote, help across the street. Oh, what a ridiculous premise. Yet you fell for it.
What did I, quote, fall for?
She stole your ring. It's the perfect scam. She waits outside a jewelry store for an unsuspecting customer, you, and watches what they do with their purchase. In your case, put it in your pocket.
The left one.
Exactly. And she plays up the frail old woman needing help act. Then, while you're holding her packages, she walks on your left and nabs the ring. Oh, it's quite brilliant, actually.
No, oh, she was too nice for that. She likes Argyle socks.
Yeah, all an act.
I just can't believe someone would do that.
Did she ask you about your purchase?
Well, she asked me what I bought, but That was just making conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, then she asked what the clarity and cut of the diamond was.
Mm-hmm. And did she pat your coat sweetly and tell you, oh, what a nice young man you are?
And she really made me feel like I was a nice young man.
Mm-hmm. And then did she fumble with her purse once you got to the other side so she had a chance to hide the ring from you?
Ah! She said she wanted to give me a dollar for my trouble, but I told her not to bother.
Professional con artist.
Both a pro and a con. What should we do? Call the police?
And tell them what? You don't even know who the lady is.
Didn't you see anything that would help?
I was enjoying a chilled ginger ale and listening to Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto in D Major on my surround sound.
I can't believe this. She had a walker and everything.
Oh, probably didn't even need a walker, just a prop.
You know, I should give the Odyssey Retirement Home a heads up that they might have a stolen walker rolling around town.
Wait, what? How do you know it's from there?
Oh, because there was a piece of tape on the walker that said property of Odyssey Retirement Home.
Aha, then we will start there, at the retirement home.
You're gonna help me get Penny's ring back?
Of course. No one gets away with scamming a Bassett.
Please, don't tell Penny about the stain, Mrs. Wise. I don't think she can handle any more stress right now.
But she needs a dress.
She doesn't even remember what it looks like.
Oh.
If you find something white and poofy to replace it, she'll be fine.
Me? I need to go out and find her a new one. Will she be okay with that?
Well, her original idea was to wear her yellow Easter dress.
Oh, no. She can't wear yellow for her wedding.
I know, which is why she decided to wear your dress. I need to get to a florist appointment soon, but if you want, I can meet you at Bridal Elegance in an hour.
Oh.
You could go there now and start looking.
Well, that sounds good. My phone battery's running low. I better go.
All right, don't worry. We'll find a great dress.
The perpetrator had a cynical smile and squinty, malicious eyes. I'm sure you've seen her.
Doesn't sound like any of our residents.
Yeah, beautiful silvery hair, and she likes argyle socks, and she smelled like peppermints.
Can you be more specific?
Oh, those red and white peppermints with the plastic on them. And she was using a walker.
Yes, Wooten, you mentioned that.
Okay.
But a lot of our residents use walkers, and run errands, and have gray hair, and smell like peppermints. I wish I could help, but...
Oh, she was wearing a shirt that said, World's Best Soccer Grandma.
Oh, you must be talking about Ethel Dupree.
Well, I didn't realize her title was so universally recognizable.
She wears that shirt all the time. Ethel's such a proud grandma and the sweetest lady. She moved in a few months ago.
Oh, which explains why I haven't met her. I haven't been in to visit for a while.
Is she here now?
In the bingo room. Ethel always calls bingo. You have to meet her.
Oh, we will.
Well, we already did. Remember earlier today I walked her across...
Yes, Wooten.
You did it!
And they have it in her size. Oh,
it's fantastic. So beautiful. It looks kind of like mine, don't you think, Frank?
Yes, dear. Oh. Here's my handkerchief.
Excuse me, miss. We're ready to purchase this.
Oh, great! But you can't.
Why not?
Well, see the screen tag? It's on hold.
What?
No, it's on hold. Wait, do you have another one in this size?
We don't have another one, period.
Oh.
But I can order it and have it here in 6 weeks.
No. That's 6 weeks too late.
Oh, sorry.
This is the dress. We need to have this dress for a wedding in 2 days.
Oh, it's Penny. Do I sound panicked?
You sound panicked.
I'll let it go to voicemail.
Okay.
We need this dress. I'll talk to whoever has it on hold. Maybe I can convince them to let us use it or something. Who is it?
It's me. And no.
Yes, that's her, all right. I'd recognize that silver-haired felon anywhere. We need to watch her, observe her every move.
Oh,
shh! Wooten, shut your phone off.
Well, but it's Penny.
You can call her back later. This is important.
Why aren't you answering, Wooten?
Are you ready, Miss Wise?
No, I can't get a hold of my best friend or my fiancé or my parents. Where are they?
I'm sorry, but you'll have to try them later.
We can't wait!
No, you need to get into surgery. Now.
What in the world is going on with Penny? And how will this affect the wedding plans? There's only one way to find out. Keep listening. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. A Very Bassett Wedding was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Jonathan Crowe, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Katie Lee, Jess Harnell, Kimmy Robertson, Will Ryan, Dale Ingram, Carol Mansell, Victor Brandt, Linda Porter, and Stephanie Shea. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.